Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
Some birds have beautiful feathers, some sing sweetly, and some eat pesky insects. Then there's the bird that's kind of an avian Johnny Appleseed. Michael Stein has today's bird note.
High in the mountains near treeline in the western states, a Clark's nutcracker folds its wings and dives. The bird plunges nearly 1,000 feet, a black, white, and gray thunderbolt. Pulling up and landing, the Clark's nutcracker buries a cache of pine seeds with its long black bill. It's October, and snow is on the way. Since August, the nutcracker has been harvesting and caching the seeds of white bark pines. In a special pouch under its tongue, a structure unique to nutcrackers, the bird can hold more than 80 pine seeds. It will stash away tens of thousands of seeds each summer. Most it will dig up during the snowy months ahead. The seeds are nearly its sole source of food until the next summer. But some of these cached seeds are forgotten. These may germinate, spawning a small grove of pines. White-bark pines are one of more than 20 species of pines worldwide that rely almost exclusively on birds like nutcrackers to renew their forests. Clark's nutcracker, named for the famous Western explorer William Clark, is one of nature's indispensable tree planters.
That's Michael Stein with Bird Note. For photos and more information, go to our website, loe.org. Coming up, investigating aerionite, a mineral health officials warn is more dangerous than asbestos. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, welcoming students back to college with Sierra Magazine's annual ranking of America's coolest schools. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.